Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Stick around on the podcast as we have a explosive family secret involving a diary of a mom who has recently passed.
It is. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And we were all united in how to handle it.
I try something new for once on this godforsaken program and it falls flat. It's terrible and I want to throw it through the window.
Still mad about it. It's ruined his day.
Plus, all sorts of haunted stories.
Welcome to your podcast. Happy Halloween.
Ben and Kelly.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah, super fun.
By the way, that song, I was just thinking we should make that into some sort of game, like a haunted hits, because if you take beautiful things, you know, this.
These beautiful things that I've got, please stay.
And you take it and you slow it down a little bit.
Yeah.
And you reverse it.
Sounds a little weird.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could be something a little later here on 99.7 DJX for us. So yeah, hey, quick shout out to CJ at Roosters. Went by there for a little work function the other day, and she was helping us out, and she's a big fan of the show, and said she listens every morning. Appreciate that. That's pretty cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Being able to, you know, bump fists and see some listeners is always a fun thing, and humbling at the same time, because, you know, you've got lives, and anytime we can sneak into your life for a little bit, that's pretty cool, right?
We just like to infiltrate.
Yeah, exactly.
As much as we can.
So shout out to CJ if you're headed out to Roosters a little bit later on, or maybe this weekend, go see her. She's pretty cool. Tell her that you heard us talking about her and how cool she is, because she is. All right, so we got a lot of stuff to get to on this Halloween. Things that go bump in the night is going to be pretty much a standard here on the show. We're going to introduce you to this pizza place in Brandenburg for
Ooh.
Horror Week.
Yeah.
We're going to tell you the story of the death chute and let you hear the craziest sound we've ever heard while at Waverly Hills.
Yeah, this was the most disturbing thing that happened to us.
Yeah, and something that literally we still talk about. Like, not every time you hear audio, but this is something that is absolutely crazy. Five word scary stories. Kim Kardashian is your mom?
Oh, shots fired right out the gate.
Maybe that could be something to share now. 502-795-1997.
We are out of chocolate.
Is that five?
Yes. But not as scary, maybe, as we're hoping.
No, I mean, not for someone who doesn't really care too much about chocolate.
Right. Super scary for me, though.
Joshua rolls in. The house whispers your name.
Oh, okay. Right. Now we're talking.
It's not bad.
That's getting spooky.
It's not bad.
Danny, brother called after his passing.
Brother called after.
Wow. Passing. All right. Solid.
Brother called after. Okay.
Jeremy, it stares while you sleep.
Oh, no, sir.
Yeah, or it
nope.
enjoys watching you sleep.
Nope.
Oh, Rob, he's already in the house.
Run faster. It's behind you.
No.
We're doing scary stories in
five words.
Five words.
Crystal, demon said you're safe here.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't need a demon talking to me at all. Like, nope. I don't care what the demon says. Get out.
Baby cries. I live alone.
What is up with that baby?
It's a ghost baby.
That's a ghost baby.
Rhonda, Justin Bieber is your daddy. Okay.
All right. I got it. That's great. sorry. Oh, here's another one. Wade, my Ouija board texted LOL.
Amber, no NSYNC reunion happening.
Oh, dang it. Amber, funny. That is too scary.
The toilet is overflowing. Those are funny.
Oh,
scary stories in five words.
Actually, we are sharing a same brain. We're out of Little Debbie's.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no! Chocolate!
Then my shadow stepped closer.
Oh, what? Oh, the shadow shouldn't be doing anything that you're not doing.
No, no. Wait. That's not spaghetti.
Wait, that's not spaghetti. That's only four.
Oh, wait. That is not spaghetti.
Okay.
Sorry, I made a contraction when I shouldn't have.
No, it's brains. You're eating brains.
You awoke suddenly, buried alive.
Ooh, that was from Jackie. Rebecca, the mirror blinked before me.
Oh, that's weird.
Who's in the mirror?
Oh, yeah. A last person alive hears knocking.
That's confusing, too.
Well, and that also relates to something that actually happened to us at Waverly.
Oh, yeah. There was knocking.
Oops. That wasn't a fart.
Okay. All right. I got it. Ooh, Jen's got a story behind her five-word spooky
story. Wait, are we then... Okay, so this is not a five-word spooky
story. It is, but she wants to explain it.
Okay.
Dolls change places at night.
Okay.
That's the five-word story.
Mm-hmm.
True story, she said my grandma had three rooms full of dolls, and they would be moved in the morning.
Oh, wow.
Wow!
All right.
So that wasn't just made up. Like, that was real.
All right.
That's crazy.
Grandma was a...
Yes.
Good...
Yep.
Kisser.
Oh, wow! How do you know that? How do you know that?
Scary stories. Five words.
How do you know that?
Five words, scary stories.
Oh, what the hell, Melanie says... Help, where is the plunger?
There it is. Yes.
I love that she's named What the Hell, Melanie in our text line. I think Emily named her that, but I love it.
I love it. Yeah, good one. Good. Five word scary stories.
That's all it takes, just five words.
On 99.7 DJX. Time for a setting the bar story, Kelly Witches.
That is an example of what not to do.
Right. So you got to understand that there are so many Caesars in our life, it's probably hard to keep them all straight, right?
Okay.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without teaching over 100 students about the wrong Caesar, then you're doing okay.
What did we learn about?
This is out of Australia, where 140 Queensland high school seniors, they learned about Augustus Caesar instead of Julius Caesar.
Oh.
Now, here's the thing. Apparently, they were tested on Julius Caesar, and all of the students didn't pass because they learned about the wrong one.
Oh, no, no, no.
And so the Curriculum and Assessment Authority notified the state's seniors that the... So basically that the topic would... They were told that the topic was going to shift 2 years ago for the 2025 exam from Augustus to Julius. All right?
Okay.
So it was in error that I guess it was told 2 years ago, and then they weren't ever reminded that this curriculum is changing. And so they just continued to teach about Augustus Caesar when the curriculum shifted to Julius Caesar, at least the curriculum in the standardized testing. You know what I mean?
Yes. So they were ill prepared.
Yes,
for
exactly.
The exam.
So they did
so
receive.
Traumatic. They're all like, I don't know what was going on.
I know. They did
That's
receive.
Not what we learned.
exemptions from.
Okay, that's
so,
good.
So that is good. 9 schools mistakenly taught Augustus Caesar instead of Julius.
That's a lot of people that did not get the memo.
I mean, to be fair, I don't know. I don't know. Who is Augustus? I know.
I know
the Julius Caesar, the Et tu Brute, you know, stabbed in the back, that sort of thing. I know it's a fantastic salad, Caesar salad, Caesar dressing, also very good.
Orange Julius was a really nice beverage place.
Orange Julius, yes, yes. See, these are all things we understand.
Yeah.
The difference between Augustus and Julius, I could probably not name one difference.
Well, okay, Augustus was adopted as Caesar's son and heir. Original name was Octavian. So, I know this because I just Googled it.
You literally just Googled it. So, yeah, all right. Yeah. So, anyways.
Keeping, but again, yes, they're different people.
Yeah, keeping every Caesar straight is tough, right?
Yes.
Julius, we just learned about Augustus. There's a salad. There's a dressing. There's Orange Julius.
Augustus died of natural causes, unlike Caesar. His rule marked a period of relative
peace. Who was murdered?
Yes. Yeah.
So, so not necessarily the teacher's fault, but still. If you can manage to make it through the day without teaching over 100 students about the wrong Caesar.
No, that's the worst. Like, when you are given either, like, not a study guide or the wrong study guide or the study guide you got doesn't have the stuff that ends up on the test, that's the worst.
Oh, that's the worst. That's the worst.
Feels like a sucker punch. And when it's 25% of the grade.
I know, right?
That can be pretty detrimental.
A lot of pressure. So, again, that's your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX. The unknown, the unexplained,
the spooky.
It's Horror Week here on 99.7 DJX. Now, Bethany, tell us about Jailhouse Pizza.
So, I had actually called in a few years ago for this same kind of thing, talking about Jailhouse Pizza. So, just a quick recap: me and my sister, we had gone to Jailhouse Pizza. We, downstairs was fine. Upstairs, they still have the electric chair, they still have all that stuff, right?
Yeah, this Jailhouse Pizza, the building is haunted because of what it used to be. It was literally an old jailhouse, and they killed people there.
Yeah, me and my sister, we both go up there separately. We both, are like, okay, I felt sick up there. I don't like this feeling, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, fast forward to just a week ago, my mom takes one of her church friends to Jailhouse Pizza, and this woman she's always kind of insisted that she could not necessarily see spirits, but feel them, feel their presence. So I told my mom, I said, hey, when you take her upstairs, don't give her any backstory, nothing, just see what she says.
So you're just wanting to play a little experiment.
Yeah, a little bit. You're poking the barbs. Send the church lady up there. She'll let us know what's up.
Exactly. So my mom calls me and she's like, you're not going to believe this. I'm like, okay, Phil, tell me. She takes her, she takes her up there downstairs. Again, they're eating. Everything's fine. She's like, hey, let's go upstairs. So they go upstairs. And my mom says within maybe a minute and a half, she gets her friend, gets just white in the face, runs down the stairs, goes out back, and just throws up. sick. And my mom's like, hey, what's up? She's like, there's been a lot of pain in that room. Nope, I'm not going back up there.
Oh, gosh.
So, yeah. It's confirmed. Jailhouse Pizza, don't go.
Oh, wow.
We hear it's lovely down there in Brandenburg, but,
Listen, if you see people throwing up outside, it's not because the food
is bad. It's just because they were possessed by a demon. That's it.
Exactly. No, people's great. Upstairs, energy not so much.
Maybe get the pizza to go. Yeah.
Just get it to go, and you're good.
Thank you, Bethany.
Wow.
Oh, man.
I mean, I kind of want to go now.
I know. All these places, I'm like...
I mean, maybe not upstairs, but just, you know, taste pizza.
Maybe we do a broadcast next year from the upstairs at Jail's House Pizza.
Well, why do we need to be upstairs? Let's just
why not?
Have some nice pizza downstairs.
What are you, a scaredy cat?
Yes!
Jamie, what's your story?
So, we used to live in this house in Corden, which is another small town. Yeah. And our daughter was around 5 at the time. And when we first moved in, you know, everything was freshly painted. Everything was good to go. Well, then we started to notice after a month or so that there was coloring on the wall. And, of course, you know, we assumed that it was our kid because that's about the age when they start doing stuff like that. And we asked her, we said, hey, you know, we don't color on the walls. And she said, it's not me. And I said, well, honey, it is you. Like, you're the only kid here. And so, of course, we punished her for that, you know, made her clean up the walls, whatever. Well, then as we started to notice more and more, the coloring was starting to get higher and higher up on the walls. Oh. We found coloring up on the walls about, I don't know, 8 feet. We had high vault ceilings in that house. And I'm like, there's no way, even with like a step stool, that this child could ever do this. We walked into her playroom, you know, shortly after that as well. And she said, she's in there just talking away. And I'm like, hey, who are you in here talking to? And she's like, oh, this is my friend Aiken. And I'm like, oh, we have somebody else in here? And she goes, yeah, he's the one coloring on the walls. Oh. Him and his grandma are here. Oh. Yeah, we don't live there no more. We short hey, I'm like, hello, we dipped out.
You're like, all right, hi, Aiken. Nice to meet you.
Okay,
we're going to be going.
Door now. Okay, let's go.
Yeah, wow. The fact that she was like, yeah, him and his grandma live here with us. And I'm like, oh, where's his grandma? And she's like, I don't know, we're just in here playing. And I'm like, oh. And she's like, yeah. When she said he was the one coloring on the walls, like, it was like, oh, okay, we're done. We're done. Let's go.
Down your spine, right? All the chills.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jamie.
Oh, I'm sure they felt so bad. Like,
I know.
Punishing.
Hey, sorry. Remember the one? But seriously, that kid's going to have an excuse as long as forever.
1,000%.
Wasn't me.
It was Aiken.
Wasn't me. It was Aiken.
That's so Aiken.
That is... Who ate all these cookies? Wasn't me. I don't know.
I think it was Aiken. Aiken was really hungry today.
Yeah, he was really hungry. They were really delicious, though, he tells me.
Wow.
All right, more of your stories of the unknown, the unexplained.
The spooky.
Horror Week here, 99.7 DJX. Hey, let's get to a little group therapy, shall we?
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Leah says, hey guys, I thought I'd toss this out to you guys as my family is kind of split on whether this is disrespectful or not.
Mm, okay.
My mom recently passed away. Oh. And when we were cleaning some of her things out, my sister and I came across a couple of diaries.
Mm-hmm.
Wanting to feel close to her again, we started reading them and were pretty shocked at some of the things in there. She details having an affair with our dad's best friend and business partner about 5 years ago. He's been like an uncle to us our whole lives, and we're pretty sure Dad has zero idea this happened.
Oh, gosh.
So now we're dealing with all these emotions. We love and miss her. We're mm-hmm. shocked and angry at her,
yeah.
at our dad's best friend for
yeah.
doing that to our dad, all the things.
Oh, geez.
So now we're wrestling with whether or not we tell Dad or not.
Yeah.
We're leaning towards just keeping the secret and ripping out those pages of her diaries. There are other memories in there we want to hold on to, but just needed your opinions about whether it's right to keep that from our dad.
Oh, jeez.
Yikes.
I mean, if it were me, I'd probably not say a word.
Yeah, what good's it going to do at this point?
Yeah, exactly. I would not say a word.
All that's going to do is hurt Dad.
Right.
And probably ruin his relationship with his best friend and business partner. Could topple the business. I mean, there are a lot of, this could fall down like awful dominoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I'm just swearing a pact to sis and saying, hey, you know what? That's something between those three. And
I know it's not often where we're just like, yes, you know, don't tell the truth.
Right.
Typically, I feel like we're. Like, honesty is the best policy.
No, I think this case, is one of those cases where, no, yeah. you don't say anything.
I don't know what good that's going to do at this point.
Oh,
it's going to tarnish their mom's memory in their dad's eyes.
We don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And it makes me think in my own life, I'm like, man, okay. If I passed away today, is there anything like that I've written down that
do I have anything in my closet?
Yeah, do I have stuff that people are going to be embarrassed about? And that is not something that normal people think about or have to think about. So,
well, no.
Now, look,
they miss her, they're mad at her, all the things.
You know, there are some people that are jumping in on Facebook, like Angie said, "Hey, diaries are personal journals. You had no business reading. You certainly have no business repeating what you read." Now, I don't know if no business reading a diary of their mom who's now passed is a bad thing. That's learning more about your mom. I don't see that as an issue, but I think, yes, that some of that stuff, and maybe dad has already read it. Maybe he already knows, you know, I mean, who knows, but
I'm not going to like take the gamble though.
No, I'm not either.
And ask him about it.
Nope. I'm saying you guys stay tight-lipped. All right. So if you learned something about one of your relatives after the fact, do you have an experience with this that you can share? 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your calls and some of your stories coming up with Group Therapy on 99.7 DJX. Group Therapy, Leah and her sister discovered after their mom's passing a diary. They read it and discovered that there was an affair that she admitted to in her diary. And don't think dad knows.
Yeah, so now they're just struggling with all these emotions. They love and miss her. They're mad and angry. They don't know if they should tell dad or not. Renee texts and says, "Not long after my dad passed, my mom told us that my dad cheated on her years ago."
Oh, gosh.
When you're already grieving someone and then learn something that changes how you look at them, the grief gets confusing.
Oh.
And I was a little upset with my mom for sharing right after he wasn't there to defend himself. So now I will only know one side of the story. Mm. So I agree with what you all said. It doesn't need to be told.
Yeah, that's kind of what we're landing on. Josh, what do you think?
That's their mom's personal thing. If their mom didn't want them getting into it, maybe they should have tied it with a wreath knot.
You mean a square knot?
Good day, guys.
Andrew, the love doctor. This is a sticky one.
It's a sticky one, but you guys are 100% accurate. You don't share it. Nothing good can come of it. And if you keep it a secret, nothing bad is going to come of it, right?
Right.
I mean, you don't want to tarnish the reputation that their dad has of their mom.
Right.
And also, it could cause tension between their dad and them. No, just let it go. Tear the pages out. Burn it. Or burn the book or whatever. No, let it go, guys. It's done. It's not going to help anybody.
Yeah, you know what? I think we got a text from Lisa, the love consultant, who's agreeing with you, saying, come on, you know to keep that to yourself. You don't know the situation around the affair. Remove the pages and move on. And I think that's what we need to land on.
Yeah, and I think Lisa and I are on the same wavelength there. She thinks like me. I like her.
There you go. See? Nice collaboration.
All right, Andrew, the love doctor. Thank you, buddy.
Keep on loving, guys.
Yep.
Holly texts in, 5 years ago, absolutely does not need to know unless there are some random secret siblings from it. When Grandpa passed, my Gram found all the love letters and engagement ring to his girlfriend during the Korean War while they were long distance. She was more annoyed that the girlfriend's ring was fancier than hers, LOL.
Oh, no.
They were together for more than 50 years.
Yeah, I think we're all saying the same thing here. There's no one saying, yeah, tell dad.
Yeah.
Nothing
good's going to come
out of it. You discovered this. You need to just let it go away. With the memory of your mom and keep.
Don't focus on that. Focus on the good memories of your mom and the way that you want to remember her and let your dad remember the love he felt for her too.
All right. Hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That is Group Therapy. We thought we'd play a fun little game called Haunted Hits. Let's introduce you to Megan calling us from Lanesville. Hi there, Megan.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. Happy Halloween.
So, Megan, this is a game where we're going to play a song slowed down, maybe even reversed, and you're going to have to try to identify it. So, like, for example, this is an extreme version.
I know what it is.
No, you don't.
I do.
You 100% do not know what it is, Kelly.
I feel like I do.
You do not, Kelly. I will bet you $100.
I might.
I might.
You.
$100?
$100. All right, Megan, sorry. Sorry, Megan. We're diverting from your game
Ben
real quick.
Ben chose violence today.
$100.
It sounds like Billie Jean.
It's not Billie Jean. Sorry.
Fine. I'm not paying you $100. We didn't shake on it.
It's the Seinfeld theme.
Oh, wow.
Slowed down. Whoa. Slowed down.
Is that what you're going to do in this game?
Now, that was slowed down an extreme amount, right?
But also obscure choice, sir.
Okay, but none of them are going to be an obscure choice. Okay, but anyways, Megan, she's from Lanesville. She's got brown hair. She's 5'5", drives a Jeep, and is in a long-term relationship. You ready to try this?
Yeah. She doesn't know.
Okay, so... listen. These games are good in concept. We're going to find out how well they are, all right?
Already, we start with the example is the Seinfeld.
Okay, listen, that was a bad example to start. I just wanted to show an example of
something.
I'm glad
that you acknowledge
None of them are going to be that hard, okay, Megan? Okay. Here we go. First one.
This is an impossible game.
Oh,
I'm just calling it impossible.
Okay, all right. Well, let me just do it regular speed and see if you can do that.
Okay, better.
Okay, do you know what that is?
Tag me in. Tag me in if you don't know.
Okay, let's go, Kelly.
Birds of a feather.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yes.
Okay, we need to do this regular speed.
All right. Okay.
Regular speed.
Listen, we're going to try it one more time. All right. Let's do it again. These are haunted hits. Here we go. Can you identify this? That's slowed down. Should I do it regular speed?
Do it regular speed.
Oh, gosh. Megan, come on now.
You're blaming Megan. Megan, got a guess?
Is that that K-pop demon Hunter song?
No.
No, that is not.
No. Is that Taylor Swift, Fatal Ophelia?
Okay, Megan, you are terrible.
Listen, don't you blame Megan.
I'm blaming Megan. This game is fine. It's not my fault. It's Megan's fault.
It's Megan's fault.
All right, let's try this again. Again, these are all songs you've heard 1,000 times on DJX.
All right.
Regular speed. Yep. Don't you give the look. Look. He's throwing duhs at you, Megan.
Megan, what is it?
Do you have a guess? 5,000 times a day. We play it.
5,000 times. The K-pop Demon Hunter song.
It's not the K-pop Demon Hunter. You're going to have to give her the K-pop Demon Hunter song at some point.
You are.
It's Alex Warren. Ordinary. I know. Oh.
I don't think we need to continue. I think we're done here.
At least give her the K-pop Demon Hunter song.
Yeah, no, we do need to know what that sounds like.
No. I won't. She doesn't deserve it.
That's the one she's waiting for.
She doesn't deserve it.
Okay. Listen, don't make Ben throw a tantrum.
Not on Halloween. All right. Hey, Megan. You've been a delight. You've been terrible at this game. We understand we're never going to play this game again, but that's fine.
Sometimes we go in the test kitchen, and not all of them are successes.
Again, sometimes it's the concept is fine, but the execution doesn't actually work out.
In theory, it's a great idea.
All right, Megan, hang tight. We're going to still hook you up with a prize, all right?
Thank you.
All right, no worries. Hang on.
Play.
bless your heart. You had such high hopes that this was going to be brilliant.
I was thinking it was
going to
be great. I think it was going to be brilliant. I thought it was going to be great.
I know. It's difficult.
I'm still calling it haunted hits.
But slowing it down and reversing it is different.
On 99.7 DJX. We did get some text messages after our attempted game that we tried to play.
Uh-huh.
Which, Kelly, I had more prepared, thinking
did
that
you?
This was
okay.
going to be... So what we were doing, we were playing haunted hits. These are songs you've heard thousands of times on DJX. I just mm-hmm. slowed them down and reversed them to make them sound really spooky and scary, right?
It was the slowing the down part, though, that was the downfall
and,
of the bit.
And
that
Megan,
was too hard.
Megan, who was our contestant, she was terrible. She didn't get any right.
You're still spitting venom at Megan.
It wasn't the game. It was Megan's fault.
Jess texted, Ben's whole day has been ruined.
Listen.
Because you started throwing a tantrum, as you do, when things started to go sideways.
Maybe a little. I had higher expectations of this game. Lisa, the love consultant, texts in and says she didn't even get the Megan story. I had to pause a beat to think about what that meant. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's right.
Her.
I didn't even tell her that if I had been born a female, my parents would have named me Megan. That is literally the Megan story.
That's the Megan story.
All right, Kelly, I'm going to give you one more just because I had prepared them, but
I was flawless.
We were literally running out of time because...
We've only got so much time in the day for the show.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. So here we go. Kelly, can you identify this song?
Okay. Benson Boone. Beautiful thing.
Boom!
Yep.
See? Games.
But listen,
it would have worked.
I'm a trained professional.
I'm a trained
okay.
professional. All right, here, let me do one. Let me do another one. Let me do another
okay.
one. Let me do another one.
All right. By the way, Riley was just like, tag me in. I'm here.
See?
I can play.
See?
I know all these.
All right, here we go. Next one. It's kind of trippy.
All right, regular speed backwards.
You want it regular speed?
Regular speed
all
backwards.
Right, fine.
Okay, it's Justin Bieber.
Yeah,
Justin Bieber.
See,
you,
yeah, of course you knew that.
See, of course.
Okay.
I'm so sorry, Benji. But look,
it's all right.
I see the disappointment
it's all right.
in your face.
It's all right. I just had in my failure. I had in my brain it going a lot better.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Okay.
But again, maybe you need to have the trained ear, the trained professional
yeah,
play the game.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is true.
You can't blame Megan. Stop throwing your venom at Megan.
All right, I will.
Your
it's not her
spirits.
Fault.
You would have been a Megan.
I know. We'd have been Megan twins had I just been born a female. Feel good story. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
So Deborah Brown said she and her family were cleaning up along the shoreline off Wharton Beach in Australia when her daughter found this bottle containing letters from soldiers serving in World War I in 1916.
Wow.
Malcolm Alexander Neville and William Kirk Harley.
Okay.
They apparently tossed the bottle off their ship after leaving for Europe. One of them survived the war. The other did not.
Mm.
And the couple who found the bottle tracked down family members of both the men and got the letters back to them. Here's Deborah talking about it.
She picked it up and said, oh, Dad, this bottle's pretty cool. It's very thick glass and it's got messages in it. We better take it home. We're very emotional about it because, unfortunately, Malcolm lost his life in the war a year later. It's very emotional, but we're also very excited that we found it because we've made it into something really special for the family.
Wow.
Yeah. So she used Facebook to contact Herbie Neville, the soldier's great nephew. Malcolm was 28 years old when mm-hmm. he was killed in action in France, just a few wow. months after he wrote that message. And, you know, he knew of his great uncle Malcolm from stories he had heard from his aunt, who's now 101 years old.
Right.
And then they were able to reach out. There are 5 grandchildren who are still alive, and they are all very grateful to get those letters back and just, you know, give a little more peek into their family past.
Wow.
Yep. See the story. We have tweeted it on X at Ben and Kelly Show.
Your stories. I want to get to this listener here who wants to remain anonymous, but she's been trying to get a hold of us for the past couple days. And
persistence pays off.
Persistence does pay off. And so what happened to you just recently?
Okay, so I've been taking care of this patient on and off for the last few years. Love her to death. She almost became my family. And so the night before last, my dog woke me up at 4 o'clock in the morning, just going ballistic, barking. Get him to calm down, and I roll over. And you know how somebody sits on your bed and like a sheet pull towards them?
Yes.
Yeah.
So something like that happened, but the dog was with me, and it's just me and my dog. So there's nothing else or nobody else there. And so the sheets were pulling, and I was like freaking out. The dog is sitting there just staring.
Oh my gosh.
Having a tail wagging. He seems to be fine, but he's just set on something down by my legs. And about that point, my phone dings, and it freaked me out. And I was like, okay, on the count of three, I'm going to turn around.
Uh-huh.
And I do, and there's nothing there. But the dog is still sitting there just staring.
Wow.
And wagging a tail.
Oh, so, with the tail wagging. That tail's like they're looking at something.
Yeah,
they're
right.
Looking. Yeah. So I grabbed my phone and to see what time exactly it was. And it was about close to 4 in the morning. And it was a text message from one of my employees letting me know that my patient passed away 10 minutes prior.
Oh, what? My gosh.
But this is how I knew it was her, because all of a sudden I got a whiff of her, and this woman always had a full face of makeup on. Her hair was, I mean, the girl used so much hairspray, so it smelled like hairspray and her perfume. And it was a mixture. Like, I'd come into work, and I would know if she was there because the halls would smell like her perfume and her hairspray.
And
I smelled that in my bedroom.
Oh, my goodness.
And it only lasted a second. It was there, and it was gone.
Wow.
Oh, it was like she was saying goodbye, and thank you for taking such good care of me.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's incredible.
So... it was so weird. Like, I was listening to you guys. I was like, oh, I've got to tell them the story.
Thank you for sharing it. That's something that you're never going to forget.
Yeah, for sure.
It's not. And it's not spooky scary, but it's still unexplained.
Really sweet. It's unsettling, but really sweet when you think about
it. It's like the transfer of energies. Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
When you connect the dots. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you so much. Have a happy Halloween.
You too, guys.
Thanks.
Wow.
That's so crazy. A few years ago, we were doing a broadcast at Waverly Hills Sanatorium. You know, it's down South End, famous here in Louisville, right? One of the most haunted places.
Yeah, I feel like it's famous, like, worldwide. It's been on shows, TV shows.
Yeah, like the Travel Channel, one of the most haunted places in the world. And, you know, the story behind it was there was just a lot of people who passed away there. It was an old tuberculosis hospital. And they would treat a lot of patients. And back in the day, they would just wheel these patients out onto the porch to try to get fresh air to cure them of their tuberculosis. But, you know, obviously advances in medicine and science and all that prove that to not necessarily be the only thing that cured them.
Well, sure. But there are also, you know, stories about the staff that worked there too.
Yeah.
Like there's just, they'll tell you lots of stories if you take the tour.
Yeah. So we are nearing the end of the tour and they take us to what's called the death chute. Now, what it is a long, probably 100-foot tunnel that goes at an angle from the hospital down to the road below. And
that's how they would take the bodies out so as to not, you know, upset the patients.
Yeah. And so we went and like we went all the way down, and at the very bottom, there is a locked door. It's completely locked at the very bottom. You know, we had flashlights and stuff like that. And we took and we walked all the way down, and we were like, you know, we had these like little monitors and things like that. And we were like listening and things. And so, you know, then we walked all the way back up. And everybody came out of the death chute and they closed it up.
It's a big door.
They shut the door. They locked it, you know, for later on that evening or whatever, they were going to open it up again. So they're kind of talking to us and we're on the air. And then all of a sudden, this happens.
Well, and if you're...
Oh, what was that? My
reaction.
So that bang.
You heard the big bang though.
From inside the death chute.
Well, and if you're
what was that?
I mean, everybody heard. Everybody reacted.
Everybody was there. Everybody heard. It was like a loud bang from inside the death chute. The very one that we were just in, that everybody had left from, and we had just closed. Still gives me goosebumps to this day.
I mean, and that wasn't the only thing that happened to us there. The very first time we took a tour, I think, remember the tour guide had one of those twist little flashlights. You had to twist it to turn it on. There's no button, anything like that. And so she was telling us a story about one of the inhabitants, one of the residents that was living there, patients, and put it down. The flashlight was off when she set it on the floor, on the ground. And then, lo and behold, the thing turns on by itself.
Yeah.
A twist-on flashlight.
Yeah.
And we were all like, okay. And like right on cue when she had asked for the flashlight to be turned on.
Yeah. So
crazy.
Definite craziness that happens still there amongst the walls of Waverly Hills. Got a text from Chrissy. That sounded like the first time Ben saw a woman naked. Oh. Are you talking about this? Oh. That was a very memorable time indeed.
Oh, my gosh.
Stories of the unexplained. All right, get to Mackenzie's here. She says, here's a ghost story. My husband and I met in college at UK. All around the campus are houses that are over 100 years old. We stayed the night at his place once. Woke up to him shaking me awake, sitting straight up in bed, staring at the corner. Now, I can't see without my contacts or glasses. Like, I can't even see my hand in front of my face. And he's telling me to look in the corner at the little old woman rocking in the rocking chair knitting a sweater.
What?
There's no rocking chair in the corner.
Oh, my gosh.
There was nothing in the corner. But he clearly saw a little old woman sitting in the corner, rocking in her rocking chair, knitting a sweater. This went on for at least 30 minutes.
Oh my goodness.
We started staying at my place after that.
Oh, yeah. How do you go back to sleep after sitting there looking at that for a half hour?
Yeah. Yeah, you don't.
Nope.
We're
not sleeping the rest of the night. Nope, 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 nope.
Nope. Jared said, this happened a couple years ago. My daughter came out of her room saying that she had a bad dream. Felt like she was awake, though. A man in a purple hat and black suit was chasing her through the woods.
Oh, terrifying.
When hearing this, my wife turned pale white. Had to go to the bathroom and vomit.
Oh, my gosh.
Came back out still pale, but we got our daughter calmed down and back to bed. After that, my wife sat next to me and said when she was 4 to 5 years old, she had the very same nightmare reoccurring.
Oh my goodness. What in the world? How do you explain that?
You don't.
Oh, wow.
You don't.
Oh, Hannah's got one. I've got a creepy ghost story.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up, it was just my mom and I. The way our house was laid out, one into the couch, you could see straight down the hallway. Mm-hmm. I would see a shadow at the end of the hall going from one bedroom towards the other bedroom or the bathroom area.
Mm-hmm.
We would hear random noises, like the sound of the toilet lid opening or cabinets closing.
Mm.
We would smell the scent of Irish Spring that neither one of us used.
Okay.
The scariest part was one evening we were watching Ghost Hunters or something adjacent to that when it cut to a commercial.
Mm-hmm.
We heard the radio from my bedroom playing White Noise.
Mm.
Neither of us had been back there. It was an old radio that you could put CDs in on top, so you'd have to physically turn it on. And one day I drew a picture of what I had assumed this shadow figure looked like. And my mother told me it strongly resembled my grandfather who passed away years before I was born.
Wow.
We're drawing pictures of Grandpa we've never met.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
All right, so these stories on 99.7 DJX. Okay, how about some jokes?
Whoever how about
laughs
it?
First loses. It's you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Trumpets Mean, it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, a game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's all for this fun trophy that I have in my hand, the You Laugh, You Lose trophy, and bragging rights, quite honestly.
It's majestic.
Yeah, before we get started, we have Tyler on the phone. He wants to kick us off with a joke of his own, okay?
Okay.
All right, Tyler, let's hear it.
Why is it so cheap to throw a house party in a haunted house?
Why is it so cheap to throw a house party in a haunted house?
Because the ghosts bring all the booze.
Yeah, they do. Okay. Yeah, they do.
It's good that we haven't started You Laugh, You Lose yet,
that
Tyler,
is
because
right.
We would have both lost. Okay, yeah. So You Laugh, You Lose. Here we go.
Oh, that's a good stunt joke, Keller. I like that.
Kelly, ready?
Yes.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
Why don't witches like winter?
Why don't witches like winter?
Too many cold spells.
Good one. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Why did the mortician clock out of work early?
Why did the mortician clock out of work early?
He was dying to leave.
Okay, this is great.
I love the hat, though. The witch's hat, really, on top of the headphones, looks great.
Thank you. Kelly, why didn't the skeleton go trick-or-treating?
Why didn't the skeleton go trick-or-treating?
You mouthing the punchline is not helping me. No body to go with.
Yeah, yeah. What time is it when the clock strikes 13?
What time?
Time to get a new clock, because that's not a thing.
What is happening here?
Good jokes is what's happening.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
We went to an apple orchard, and my wife asked me why I looked so nervous going into the corn maze.
Yeah?
Yeah. Said I always feel like I'm being stalked.
Yeah, stalked. Corn humor. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Why didn't anyone want to go trick-or-treating with Dracula?
Why?
Because he was a pain in the neck.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah?
My wife changed a lot after she became a vegan.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's like I've never seen herbivore.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
What kind of medicine do witches use on their warts?
What?
I don't know, because it's not working.
Oh, is that a slight at you?
No, I'm saying witches have warts. Get it? If they're using medicine on their warts, it's not working because they still haven't. Did you just call me out?
Hey, Kelly, everyone at my autopsy club is excited.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
What a fun club.
Yeah, it's open mic night tonight.
Oh, yes. Mike is the star of the show tonight.
He is.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Why did the ghost go to the mall?
Why?
He needed new boo jeans.
Kelly, I went to a psychiatrist.
Yeah?
I was like, hey, Doc, I have a problem.
Yeah.
Keep thinking I'm a goat. Doc says, okay, how long have you had this problem? I told him, since I was a kid.
Yeah, because the kid's a baby goat.
Drop
I got
it. Again.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Why don't werewolves ever know the time?
Why?
Because they're not when-wolves.
Yeah.
With your hat.
I'm having
your
a lot
hat
of...
That is killing me right now.
I'm having a hard time with my hat.
Yes, you are.
Hey, Kelly!
Yeah?
I'm not usually one to brag!
Yeah?
But I just finished the jigsaw puzzle in 4 days.
Wow.
I know. That's kind of my thing, Kelly. On the box, it said 3 to 5 years.
Oh, yes. Oh, you're ahead of the game.
Thank you.
Hey, Ben.
Yes, Kelly.
What is white, black, and dead all over?
What is white, black, dead, and all over?
A zombie trick-or-treating in a tuxedo.
Okay, hey, Kelly, basketball rolls into a bar.
Yeah?
Bartender says, can I help you? Basketball. Says, I heard you need a bouncer.
Yeah.
At least he took a shot.
On point basketball humor.
Thanks.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Kelly.
I gotta give a shout out to my bud Dave for this one. What's the opposite of formaldehyde?
What is the opposite of formaldehyde?
Casual de Jekyll.
Casual?
Casual de formaldehyde.
Oh.
Casual de Jekyll.
Oh, okay.
Jekyll and Hyde.
Hey,
casual,
Kelly.
Formal, yes.
Therapist. My
yeah.
therapist, you know,
yeah.
therapy, mental yeah. health, obviously.
Sure.
Therapist thought I was a communist, though.
Oh.
Yeah. I gave her a lot of red flags.
Got it. I hope you get that worked out.
Communism humor.
Hey, Ben.
Still working on it. Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Kelly.
They say we attract what we fear.
Oh, yeah?
You know what I'm scared of?
What?
$15.3 million and a lifetime supply of tacos.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I get it. You're trying to... Dang it, I lost my prop!
I knew your hat was going to take one of us down, if not both.
I'm trying to be festive with a witch's hat.
I know. You're in the spirit. It looks amazing perched atop your headphones.
Thank you. Thanks. I'm having a real hard time with my hat. Let me just say. All right?
Oh, all right. I really appreciate the...
I can't. All right. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Enjoy the trophy.
Oh, that's magical. These jokes.
And I just keep losing, so that's great.
Amazing.
All right. Happy Halloween, everyone. It's 99.7 DJX. The stories of the unexplained. Now, Tony the Welder texted us and said, when I was maybe 6 or 7 years old, my grandmother used to live in one of those big three-story houses off Barstown Road there in the Highlands. Those, by the way, side note, seemed to just ooze
100%
creepiness.
Yes.
You know the ones I'm thinking of.
Yes.
When we would spend the night there, we would hear a typewriter typing vigorously on the third floor.
Oh, wow.
There was no typewriter up there, just boxes and old clothes.
Oh, my gosh.
So, said, come to find out, the house was occupied by a journalist back in the 20s.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that crazy?
Still thought that they had a deadline to meet.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Get it? Deadline?
Oh, yeah. That was very clever,
the
Kelly.
The jokes keep coming.
That was very... very clever. Very clever.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Christy said, when my brother was about 8 or 9 years old, he went downstairs in the basement of our house.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing a project for school, and he needed paint.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all of a sudden, he heard someone sounding like they could barely breathe.
Oh, wow.
He turned around. There's a man against the door. He ran upstairs.
Oh.
Years later, when he was about 18, he was telling a group of our friends, and a lady at our church overheard and said, oh, yeah, that was my husband. He died of emphysema in that house.
Oh.
And she described everything he had on, from his sweater vest to his hat.
Wow.
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 Oh, my gosh.
These are your stories of the unexplained. The frightening stories.
Another one from the text line years ago. The guy I was dating and I went away with two of our friends for a weekend stay at a cabin in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this cabin was owned by the family of one of the friends.
Mm-hmm.
The cabin was set nearly a mile back from the road. There was a main floor and a small room upstairs.
Sure.
Well, one evening, the four of us were sitting in the main room and we heard what sounded like a couple of people outside getting out of their car, walking on the gravel driveway, and chatting.
Oh, wow.
It was loud enough. We all stopped talking and wondered who was outside and why.
Mm-hmm.
One of the guys went to the door and opened it. No one there.
Oh.
No car.
Wow.
A little later that same evening, we all heard the sound of people walking upstairs in the small room. It sounded like more than one person. There was a lot of wandering around. Sounds went on for many minutes, and we all heard it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I mean, everybody knows the sound...
Of walking on gravel.
You
yes.
know? You hear that, and
yes.
you immediately know. That is crazy.
And it's not just one person hearing it. All of them are hearing it.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. Wow. Okay, good stories. It's 99.7 DJX. All right, let's get to a feel good. We do these every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
So Jack is a sweet 12-year-old boy in Wales, grew his hair out for years so he could donate it to the Little Princess Trust, which is a charity in the UK that makes wigs for kids going through chemo.
Mm.
But here's the thing, it wasn't easy. Classmates teased him for his long blonde hair and called him Goldilocks.
Mm.
Didn't stop him, though.
Tease him in school, just a lot of name calling. They've all said, like, almost like they're sorry, and they should have thought what they were doing, and, yeah, they were very shocked that my hair was gone.
Oh, poor kid.
Yeah, and so they're, you know, absolutely, when they found out why, they're like, oh, now we really feel bad about making fun of you for that, because what a really noble cause.
Right.
Just kind of amazing stuff. The charity has marked 20 years since it was founded by the parents of a five-year-old named Hannah who lost her hair due to a type of childhood kidney cancer.
Mm-hmm.
She passed away from the illness, but during her treatment, her parents noticed, you know, how much the loss of her hair affected her confidence and identity. That's what led them to establish that charity.
Okay.
Really sweet backstory and a sweet kid. Just be more like Jack. You can see his full story tweeting it out at Ben and Kelly Show on X, brought to you by Sam Aggie, our injury lawyers.
Happy Halloween. We're going to be sprinkling in those Halloween favorites throughout the day, getting you in the spirit. So if you've got anything that you'd like to hear, you can always text us 502-795-1997. You've heard the phrase drunken debauchery before, right?
Sure.
How about a little drunken debauchery? It's a set in the bar story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without getting drunk and winding up in a butcher's shop stealing sausages, you're doing okay.
Oh, well.
Now, listen.
You're supposed to pay for the sausages. Also, don't ask how they're made.
Hang on a second. He's 28.
Okay, this should know better.
This is out of Germany.
Oh.
So, this guy... follow me on this. Got drunk at a bar.
Sure.
Fell out of a window.
Oh.
Landed in the courtyard of a butcher's shop next door.
Oh, gosh. All right.
Broke in, started eating sausages. I'll pause so you can unpack all of that.
Okay. All right. I guess in trauma, it felt like I got a little hungry.
He called the cops. From inside the butcher shop around 10:45 that night, said
okay.
He was a little bit hurt, didn't know where he was.
Oh.
No word on, like, what happened, like, what his injuries were. But an ambulance came, cops came, took him to the hospital, doctors checked him out. Manager of the shop, the butcher shop, said a pigeon net on the building had been torn and the door to the shop was damaged, but... they said he also grabbed a couple sausages from their fridge. Not really clear if he cooked them or not.
I was going to say it's recommended that you do
cook it
before consuming it.
So I mean, really, he's probably only going to get hit with like property crime because you still can't steal, even though you got drunk and fell into the courtyard of this butcher shop.
Exactly.
I mean,
does he remember any of it?
Probably not.
Okay.
Probably not.
But still, that's not an excuse.
No.
I don't remember doing that. They don't know if they've got, you know, evidence.
Got drunk at a bar, fell out of a window.
That's crazy.
Which his friends are like, whoa, Keith, what are you doing?
Keith, somebody get Keith.
Yeah. Landed in the courtyard. Keith. Then walked.
Where'd Keith go? He's eating sausages.
He's eating sausages in the butcher shop.
All right.
Yeah, so again, that's your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX.
Good note.
Yeah, hey, coming up next, we're going to hear from Sean, who wants to share a scary story. And then what Susie and brought home from Waverly Hills with her when she and her family visited.
Nope.
Yeah. Wait till you hear this. Because that's fun. And that's on the way on 99.7 DJX. Your stories of the unexplained. Those stories that go bump in the night. We'll hear what Susie brought home with her from Waverly Hills here in just a sec. First, Sean.
Sean says, I got a spooky unexplained story and a story that started out spooky and ended up explained and funny.
Okay.
To start the story off, when I was about 10, we rented a house from my grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
It was an old house in Beachmont that their parents used to own, and they lived in before they moved across the street. I was on the computer in my room, back when dial-up was a thing, probably playing Minesweeper or Solitaire or something like that.
Solitaire, sure.
As I was sitting there, I thought I saw my mom and dog walking from the kitchen to the living room.
Mm-hmm.
Only issue is, my mom was at work, and my dog was out back.
Okay.
So I ended up moving to a room in the basement. and would always hear creaking like someone was walking back and forth upstairs. When I was older, my mom told me that I had two family deaths in the house. One was in my old room where I saw the shadow people walking. The other was on the back porch where I would hear the footsteps from.
Oh, wow. That's wild.
Yikes.
That's wild. Susie said a couple years ago we went to Waverly Hills. Ever since we went there, she says, my husband and kids have seen something that looks like me but doesn't move like me around the house. It doesn't speak.
What?
But they will see it go into a room like the kitchen, and then a few seconds later, I'll come out of the bedroom and they'd be confused and freaked out. We believe a doppelganger followed us home from Waverly Hills.
That is wild.
Then she says, you should see the pictures I took of my son while we were there. He has two faces, one normal and one that is demented.
Susie, why haven't you sent us a picture?
Well, we
did. Send us the picture.
We did post a video of our friend Bob when we had gone to Waverly Hills. His friend was trying to take a picture of just the edifice, you know, the outside of the building.
Yeah.
And you'll see in the video at Ben and Kelly Show why he couldn't.
It's crazy. And then you'll see the actual picture they did take.
Yeah.
Yeah, so go to the stories at Ben and Kelly Show on Instagram and see that. But Susie, share the picture. We have to see your son with two faces.
All right, great stories there on 99.7 DJX.
If we get it, we'll post it too.
Hey, have a great Halloween. Enjoy the weekend. I don't know if you're going to be going to any sort of football rivalries, but male manuals tonight. I know Amy, who's on our staff, she's a male grad. She's going to be rooting for the Bulldogs. My daughter goes to manuals, so she's we're obviously Crimson. So that's going to be a good game to watch tonight. Football, high school football action.
Yeah, at least it's not going to be rainy. It's going to be a little cool. Like,
yeah, it's going to be cold.
Yeah. Might need a little coat.
And by the way, if you go to the game and you stop by the concession stand, I might be slinging a hot dog at your way. So,
oh, you're working the concession yeah, stand, too. I did a little bit of that earlier in the week. Look,
you
got to
do that stuff every now and then, right?
Yes, you got to volunteer.
Yeah, have a happy Halloween. I'm still waiting on the invite from my daughters who are having a Halloween party tonight. So hopefully,
I'm sure it's coming.
I'm sure they want their dad there.
I'm sure the
invite has just gotten lost in the mail.
Probably did. They probably forgot your address.
Yeah, that's probably all it was. Don't worry, girls. Your dad will still just show up. I'm sure
I'll
you meant...
I'll see you later, girls. I'll be over.
I'm sure you meant to invite me.
You want me to bring a charcuterie board?
That's right. Let's see. What else? Have a great weekend. If anything happens, be sure to remember your pals, Ben and Kelly. And anything
and
else?
Christmas is tomorrow, right?
Yes. I feel like that. Yes. And then, yeah, Christmas
so many
starts tomorrow.
Have changed over anyway. It's bizarre.
So Christmas starts tomorrow. Guys, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday.
Okay, bye.